Okay, today is Daf Mem Ches. We are on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We are on the first wide line where we said Echad Ger v'Echad Eved Meshuchar. Whether it's a Ger or whether it's an Eved Meshuchar, the same din. What same din? So Katzalketatzach, we thought Lekabel Olav all mitzvos, to teach them about the what the mitzvos are about. They're both the same. But that can't be right. For a minute, 1 second. The medavar murim bager. That only makes sense by a ger who doesn't know anything, right? They want to become a ger. Aval ovik achavim, aval evan meshukur, ain't zarach lekavil. What do you have to tell them? They know everything. They've been living in a Jewish home. They're keeping witches like a woman. What are you telling them? So Amar Sheshes, like Rashi says on the second to bottom line here, aval evan ain't zarach lekavil b'shas shichur. When are you going to free him? Why? The mishash tovel al shem avdus. When you put him in the mikvah to be an eved, shayach mitzvos. He's a tziv. L'man yiruach ad techava matzcha. Ve'eved ve'od gamrin lo lama isha. So they know about mitzvos. They know everything. They're living in a Jewish. They know everything. What does that mean? You're going to tell them about mitzvos? They already.
Why an eved has to put him in the mikvah?
Yes. Weren't you here yesterday?
Okay.
Amar of sheshes lo kasha. It's not a kasha. So there seem to be two different brises. Ha. The one that said that an eved is like a ger, that's Rav Shmuel ben Elazar. Vaha, and this other idea, which seems to say that they're not the equivalent, because a ger is so much far behind. Ha, Rabbanan, Ditanya. It says like this, regarding a Yifas Toar. Right, you're on the battlefield, you see a woman, You desire her. You have to go through a month of procedures. What do? You take her away. You make her look ugly for a month. And then what? And what happens after the month is over? What do you do then?
You
magaya her, right? So it says, Ubaksa esavia v'esimeha. She cries for her father and her mother. Ventavar mamur. That's only true. Shalo kibla aleha. That's only true when she says, what are you doing to me? Avol kibla aleha. What if she says, you know what? I'll become Jewish. I don't mind. Teach me, that's fine. Then, matbilin or modul abiyad. You don't have to do this whole procedure. She becomes Jewish right away.
How can we not do that,
though? Tifas Torah might be different. Rav Shmuel ben Elazar Omer, afal pi shelo kibla aleha, even though she doesn't want to be Jewish, kofin umatbilin l'shem shifchas, you force her to become a shifcha, two stages, stage one, then v'chozu umatbilin l'shem shichur, then you toivel her again, to become a free, to free her, mishtakra, and you free her, umutter bamiyan, and you can marry her right away. So what do you see from here? That according to Rav Shimon, right, you can force an eved to be an eved, right? Nothing about kabbalah mitzvahs here. Nothing about mitzvahs. See, I'm forcing you. And there are bond and hold that you can't do that. Okay. Amar Rava. My time.
So the truth is, if you're actually making her to be Jew, why do you get a ben sura more from that? Huh? What's your big avera now?
Because most people, the ideal way to pick a shidduch is not to walk through, I want that guy right there. I'm going to take her home, club her over the head, throw her in the mikvah, and there she's my wife. That's most. Right?
That's a matzah.
Or, and what happened? Listen, these women are not stupid. All right, I'll become Jewish. Right, they see the battle's over, they're lost. All right, I'll become Jewish. So what kind of? Yeah, so it's good, it works. It's not the optimal way to get a wife. So Amar Rava, my time with Rav Shimon ben Elazar. What's his reason for all this? The answer is the Sivit says, it says, "Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef." Any Eved Ish that's Miknas Kesef you bought. So Eved Ish v'lo Eved Isha, but you can't have such a thing as a female slave, only male. It's not true. Ella. Eved ish atamal bal karcha. In eved, you can force to become an eved. Via tamal ben.
Force mila,
I'm sorry. Via tamal ben ish bal karcha. But you can't force a guy. A regular person you can't force. You can't force a guy to become Jewish. Rashi says, it's in this very big Rashi here. So halfway down the Rashi, there's a dot and it says, Lashon acher v'ikr. The Rashi has two pshatim. He says, this is the second shot is the right one. He says, Eved ish hachikamar. Eved shuhu ish. An Eved that's a man. Afal pi shu gadol, even though he's an adult. u'bendas, and he says, bendas, u'malta oso bal karcho. You can still force him to have a bris milah. However, yetumal benchu ish ger. Habal is gaya. Guy wants to become Jewish. Elo koach l'mul b'no gadol bar karcho. You can't force his son or to become Jewish. You can't do that. The gabi bonim ksiv, hima lo kol zachar, v'lo ksiv b'hu ish, gabi evan ksiv ish, lute ben. So what do you see from here? You can force somebody to become Jewish, to become an Evan. You can force that. V'rabbanan amar, the rabbanan say, ula, v'rabbanan amar ula, k'shem sh'yatamal ben ish bal karcho, just like you can't force a guy to become Jewish bal karcho, kach yatamal Evan ish bal karcho. Same thing, you can't force an Evan. Same thing. V'ela haksiv kol ish, kol Evan ish, I says kol Evan ish. So what does that mean, if you can't force? What does it mean, those words? They are used for the din of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, hamafkir avdo yatzo lecheres. If you mafkir your eved, he goes free. He doesn't need to get shechur. Shinemar, call eved ish miknas kesef. Eved ish v'lo eved isha. Well, eved ish v'lo eved isha, that's not what it means. Ella, eved sheyesh lo reshus l'rabo, alav kari eved. If you have reshus over him, if you're in charge of him, he's called an eved. If you're mafkir him, he told me he can go free whatever he wants. So ein rishus l'rabo olav ein kari eved. He's not called an eved. So it's a machlokes about this issue. Maskevlor of Papa ein v'dishmasu l'rabanan b'yifas toar. That does all make sense by yifas toar d'lo shaycha b'mitzvos. She has no shaychas to mitzvos. She was a goyish girl. All of a sudden, the Jews came into the town. You can't compare that. That's apples and oranges. Avol eved shaych b'mitzvos. She's shaych b'mitzvos at eved kinani. You're living in your house. Hachanami, Avol eved shaych mitzvos. Hachanami, afilu rabbanim mode. Even the rabbanim would agree that since he has a shaych to mitzvos, you can force him. Titania, echa ger v'echad lokeach eved min ovik ochavim tzarech lekabel halakeach miyisrael. But if you buy an eved from another Jew, he's living there for 20 years, right? Ain't tzarech lekabel. You don't have to be a kabbalist mitzvah. You have to tell him, he knows everything already, this guy. Mani, who's this? Irbi Shmuel ben Elazar. If it's Shmuel ben Elazar, Amar lekeach min ovik ochavim, nami ain't tzarech lekabel. You never have to say anything to him. You force him no matter what. El avramanan, ushma mina, de lokeach min ovik ochavim, tzarech lekabel, ava lokeach miyisrael, ain't tzarech lekabel. Why not? Because he knows everything already. El akasha echad ger v'echad eved meshuchar. So what does it mean in our Mishnah when it said, well, a ger and eved shuchar are the same story? What does that mean? It's not about mitzvahs at all. So kitanya hi lunin tvi latanya. That's regarding going to the mikvah. Rashi says, the end over here, lunin tvi latanya, shishneim shavim betvila. Both of them are the same regarding that. Shetzrichim litbol, they have to both go to the mikvah. Kishaborin leklai Yisrael gamor, when they come into klai Yisrael. Aval in Kabbalah lohushvu, they're not the same at all. The eved ein tzarech lekabel b'shas tefila shichur, and eved doesn't have to be told anything. Okay. Now we're going to have a little bit of a gadata, believe it or not.
Whoa.
About you, not a gadata, but easy, much easier.
I'm just curious, but the eved, when you're referring him, have it like talking about all the new mitzvahs he's required to do that.
So the assumption is that even a woman knows everything, not everything, but she knows enough, more than you would tell a guy. A woman knows that mitzvah has nothing to do with her, like tefillin. A woman doesn't know the details of tefillin. Most, they don't do it. They know enough about it. They don't have to talk about it, what it looks like, this and that. They know enough about that. So the same thing with an eved. We assume. He doesn't keep that. He doesn't have to wear tefillin. Because women don't wear tefillin.
He's
going to have to. Right. So you have to tell him about it. He knows already about it. But he knows about it. How much more does he need to know than you would tell a guy?
He was a woman.
How much more does he need to know than you would tell a gear? How much more does he need to know than that? He knows that already.
Exactly. How to put it on, make it rough.
Learn the job.
Right. Tadar Abanan. It says in the Torah, we learned in Bryce, it says in the Torah, the Gilcha es Rosha, it says, you shave off her head, v'asisa es tziporneha, and you do her nails. What does it mean, you do her nails? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer omer tokets, cut them off. Cut her nails. Rabbi Akiva omer no tabdil, make them grow longer. Don't cut them, make them grow longer. Why? Omer Belazar, nemra asiya berosh, v'nemra asiya b'tzipernayim. Well, we do something to her head, and we do something to her nails. Ma lahalan havara, just by her head, we cut off her hair. Afkan havara. So to here we cut off her nails. Amar Rabbi Kiva, no. Nemar asiya barosh, v'nemar asiya b'tzi pranayim. It says to do something to her head, and to do something to her nails. Ma lahala nivel. We cut off her hair to make her look ugly. Afkan nivel. So too, cutting off someone's fingernails doesn't make them look ugly. Just the opposite. Makes them look better. So you make them grow longer to make it look even more ugly.
Well, that's not objective. It depends on how, you know.
No. Most people, when you have nice manicured nails, they look better. Right. Not when you grow them long, they start to look worse. Says Rabbi Akiva, why would you cut them off? That makes no sense, make any sense. You're trying to make her an evil. You're trying to make her look ugly. You're going to give her a manicure now? That doesn't make any sense. So, Rael Divrei Belazar. The truth is a riot to Rabbi Eliezer. That what? That means to cut them off. Which is how Rashi says it there in Parashas Kisetze. It means to cut them off. Because it says, Umifiboshes ben Shol, Yara Likras HaMelech, Lo Asa Raglov. He didn't cut his toenails. Velo Asa Sfamo. He didn't cut his mustache. So you see, it means to cut. Right? My Asiya. What does it mean, Asiya? Havara. It means to remove. Then it says, Tanar Rabbanan. It says, Ubaksa Esavia Ves Ima. Right? She would cry for her father and her mother. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Aviha Mamish. Mamish. Cry Mamish for her mother. Ima Mamish. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Aviha V'ima Zu Avodas Kochavim. It's a euphemism for idols. V'cheinu Omer, it says, Omer M'la'eit, you say to the wood, Aviata, you're my father. Right? Says Tos was on top.
What's he trying to say? Getting
what?
What's the word trying to say?
Says Tos was on top. Lemisbar krop pligi. They're just arguing how to translate the pasuk. When it says that she would cry for her father and her mother, is that literal, or is it a euphemism for her entire life, her idols, her religion, that she's giving all that up? So she cried about that. Just how the tie in the pasuk. In other words, what's the nafkamina?
Yeah.
What's a nafkamina?
No.
Inami, well, there is one nafkamina. Inami, nafkamina, imesu avia v'ima. But she doesn't have parents. So you have to wait a month? She doesn't have parents? According to the literal one, no, you don't have to wait. She doesn't have parents. But if you hold it, it's about her whole religion, then you do have to wait. She's got a religion, right? He owns gairu. Can you be a gairu right away? She doesn't have parents? That could be a nafkamina, right?
This gairu may send me the parents.
You have to cry for your parents. So she doesn't have parents.
Or if they were Magaya, right?
What? That means her.
Yeah.
Sure. No, it means her. So can she be Magaya right away? Does she have to wait? You have to go through this whole process? She doesn't have parents. So what are you making her cry 30 days for? She already cried for them. They're already dead. Right? But if it means her whole way of life, her idols and all that, that applies to everybody, every girl. Doesn't mean parents. It means anything. V'rivan pirish del Rebbe Akiva. Tzricha shetachbar bavodas kochavim, kodem shetibalo. According to Rekiva, she has to renounce these idols. Ulapirusho, what asi ker Rekiva talking to El medavar rivish lo kiblala. So Rekiva can't agree with what we said earlier, where she doesn't accept. We had that in Amud Aleph, or maybe yesterday, right? That when are we talking about where she doesn't want to? When do you force her? Where she doesn't want to accept it? But it says, I'll be Jewish right away. That's how we started today, right? I'll be Jewish right away. Don't kill me. I'll be Jewish right away. Then you take it right away. So Rabbi Kiva can't agree with that if he's making her wait. Mm-hmm. Right? Can't agree with that. Okay. Next Gemara. Then it says, Yerach Yamim. A month of days. How long is this crying going on for? A month of days. How long is that? So Yerach Shloshim Yom. 30 days. How long is a month? 30 days. Rishon ben Elazar Omer Tishim Yom. It's 90 days. I think it's 90 days. Yerach is Shloshim. Yamim is another Shloshim. Right? V'achar Kach Shloshim. And then another 30. Where did the other 30 come from? Because it says in the Pasuk, what's the Pasuk there? One second. Yeah, it says you'll cry for her. This is what it says: she'll cry for her father and her mother, Yerach Yamim, 30 days. Doesn't say 30 days. Yerach Yam means a month of days. So now they're translating it a month and another 30 days. V'achar kach, and after that another 30 days. Tavo, that should come to you.
Oh,
At
60,
we're
90.
The counting also still.
Right.
V'achankach, the counting is 30 more.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Maskev Loravina, 1 second. I'm going to say like this. Yerach is Shloshim. Yerach is 30. And Yomim is Shloshim. Yomim is another 30. V'achankach Kihani. And the Achankach should be another 60. Another 60. It is another 30. But it should be another 60, which is 120. That the achar kach equals the first two. Uh-huh. Kasha, that's a good kasha. That's a kasha. Okay? Good?
So, if you buy a shivcha.
Then you buy a shivcha. Oh, you fast tor. You're on the battlefield. So, how long do you have to wait already? It's a long time. So it's 3 months. How about 4 months? Okay, that's a kasha. Lamaisa, we don't hold like that. But it's a kasha. Tana Rabbanan. But if this ever comes up, we'll deal with it. Tana Rabbanan. Mekayimim avadim she'enan malim divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, you're allowed to keep an Eved Kenani even though he doesn't have a bris milah. Now, it could be he doesn't want a bris milah. It could be he doesn't want one. Rabbi Akiva Omer ein mekayimim. You cannot keep a guy in your house that doesn't have a bris milah. Why not? So look at Tosfos. Ein mekayimim. Pirish Rivan, the Rivan says, Shelo Yenatzech Yeno. He shouldn't pour wine for you. He's a guy. You can't have a guy in your house. It's hard to have a guy in your house. Every time you go and want to have make kiddush, go. You can't have a guy like that. It's impossible. You can't have a house like that.
That's the only boy in Bushel.
What?
The only boy in Bushel.
There's no such thing in those days. So, Vikasha Luri, the Im Kane, Ki Asnu Bahade Nami. So, we're going to have it in a minute. Where you get an Eved Kenani, and you ask him, you want to get a bris milah, you want to become Jewish? He said, I don't know. Let me think it over for 30 days. I need time to think it over. So Rabbi Akiva is going to agree he can keep such a guy. He's thinking it over. He didn't reject you yet. He's thinking it over. So how could you keep a guy like that? If the issue was Yai Netzach,
I don't know if they had a choice. They're slaves.
Yeah, no, they had a choice. So you hear this? He's thinking it over. I haven't made up my mind yet. So Rabbi Akiva agrees he can stay. So says Tosfos, if the issue was Yai Netzach, how can he stay there? Right? So, therefore, V'od, the Mitruvasa Shor Bishmoel, in a minute, Rabbi Shmoel is going to say, Mashma de Mid Daraisa Pligi. It's Mashma, it's a Daraisa issue. It's not a Gzira. Maybe he'll passel your wine. Right? V'nira Lari, therefore, he says, Taimad Rabbi Akiva, Lefishet Siva HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avraham, Lamul Avadav. Hashem told Avraham to give a bris milah to all the Avadim. L'kath, Asa L'kai Moshe Eino Malim. You're not allowed to have them there if they don't have a bris milah. There's no reason. Hashem said that's the reason. Hashem said to Avram, you're a son of Avram.
It's not more of a tayyad.
What?
It's
not
more than
no.
Just a...
It's a prat of Hilchas Avadim. Such a thing as Hilchas Avadim. Yeah. Right? It's a rule in Hilchas Avadim. Why? It's Eretz HaKasim. You want? Okay, Avram.
He's a smart guy, so I don't want a bris.
And a chanami. Well, first of all, Rabbi Shmuel holds doesn't matter. Because Rabbi Akiva ain't a chanami. We'll keep reading. Rabbi Shmuel says, Harehu Omer, it says, Vayinafesh ben amasecha, which we're going to see in a minute, means an Eved doesn't have a bris milah. So, what do you mean you can't keep Rabbi Akiva? The Torah says you can. You're right. Amalei, Rabbi Akiva says back, you're right. The Torah does say that. That's a very strange case. That belokeach eved bein hashmashos. You got him right before Shabbos. Velo hispik lamolo hakasa medaber. The Torah is talking about such a case. You got him right before Shabbos. He didn't have a chance to give him a smila before. He'll give him Sunday morning. Didn't have a chance before Shabbos. So can you keep him for Shabbos? You can keep him for Shabbos.
Keep him away from the wine cellar.
Right. The kuliyama mihas. Everybody agrees. Vayinafesh ben amasecha be'eved aroksiv. Everyone agrees that those words imply in Eved that doesn't have a bris milah. My mashma, how do you know? The Tanya, because we learned, it says, Vayinafesh ben amasecha. Be Eved arel akasav medaber. That's talking about an Eved that's an arel. Ata omer be Eved arel. You say it means an arel. O eno ela be Eved mahol. Maybe it means an Eved has a bris milah. No. Kishu omer already said, Laman yanuach, avodcha, v'amascha, kamocha. That's already Eved Mahol Omer. We already know such a concept of having an Eved Mahol. Ma'ani Mekayim Vayinafash Ben Amasecha Be Eved Arel. An Eved that's an Arel. Right? Vahager. Well, who's a Ger? When it says Vahager, Ze ger toshav. That's a ger toshav. What's a ger toshav? Where's that pasuk v'hager? Talking about Hilchos Shabbos. Right? The Eved keeps Shabbos. The ger is keeping Shabbos. What kind of ger is keeping Shabbos? Says Rashi, ger toshav, staggering Rashi. Shekibel olav shlo lavor avodas kochavim. A ger toshav is someone who agrees not to worship avodah zara. V'ochel nevelov, he's allowed to eat treif. He's not even Jewish, right? V'hizra kosev al Shabbos, and he's also not allowed to violate Shabbos. He's not allowed to violate Shabbos. This fellow, the mechalas haShabbos ka'over avodas kochavim, because if you mechalas Shabbos, it's as if you're worshipping idols, because you're denying the rule of Hashem. You're denying the power and the creation of Hashem.
Why would he call this a ger?
What?
Why would he call him a ger? I mean, it's violating everything.
The Torah calls him a ger. What?
Based on what?
What?
Based on what?
A ger doesn't mean... The word ger doesn't mean... In this context, it doesn't mean a convert. That's not what it means. It means a resident. A resident. He's a resident. What?
That's what it means anyway.
Right.
We just think it's switching around.
Right. It means a resident. Who's a resident? So they came. They were allowed to do this when they came into Canaan, and they're taking over. They're going to call that Eretz Yisrael. If they were not from the seven nations, who didn't have to be killed? Guy's a resident. Guy came from France. He's living in Canaan. He says, "Don't kill me. I don't want to die." All right. Since you're from not from the seven nations, we'll let you live, but you have to become a ger toshav. He says, "What does that mean?" You have to keep all the mitzvahs. And by the way, you also have to keep Shabbos. So he says, all right, I'll do that. Such a person, very nice.
When you read Rashi, is Bochol the real part of Shalom?
No, he's allowed to. He's stressing the fact that he doesn't have to keep kosher.
Shalom doesn't want Bochol.
No, he's allowed to eat kosher. Right. Tosfos takes an extremely strong issue with Rashi and says, what on earth is Rashi talking about? Says Tosfos, Pirush Mekuntris, Shekibel Olav Shol Olav Adavodas Kochavim. He promised not to worship idol, that's true. Umachal Shabbos, Ka'ovet Adavodas Kochavim. Kasha. De'im Kain, Nefishiluhu Mishavim Mitzvos. If that's the case, there's more than seven mitzvos. Shabbos is not one of the seven mitzvos of Bnei Noach. Not only that, the guy's not allowed to keep Shabbos.
Right?
Umachal Adavodas Zara Mashma, Shavim Mitzvos Shekibel Bnei Noach, Ikri Ger Toshav. If you keep the seven mitzvos, that makes you a Ger Toshav. All you have to do is tell this guy, keep the seven mitzvahs. The whole world doesn't keep it, you keep it. Right? Va'od, Perak Arba Misos, Omrina, the Ovi Kochavim, Sheshavas, Chayiv Misa. If a guy keeps Shabbos, I feel b'chol. Even if he says, I'm on Tuesday, I'm not going to do anything on Shabbat Sunday. Sunday's God's day. According to the Gemara, that's a vote, you're Chayiv Misa for that. A guy's Chayiv Misa for that. He turns any day into a Shabbos. Right? Kol Shekev Shabbos. So for sure, he keeps Shabbos on Shabbos. So for sure. So what's Rashi talking about? Perek Dalet Mechusrei Kapara, Kamar Rabbi Akiva, the Ger Toshav, in Muzer Al HaShabbos. They don't have to keep Shabbos. What on earth is Rashi talking about? So Tosfos comes up with the following answer. So what does it mean in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says that a Ger is keeping Shabbos. What does that mean? And we're going to see in a minute it can't be a convert, because there's another Pasuk that says a convert has to keep Shabbos. So it says Tosfos, here it is, the Hacha, you want to have a guy do malacha for you on Shabbos? A guy needs to come to turn the air conditioner in the shul? Not the ger toshav. Don't call him. You call someone else. When in the times that Amir al-Akhim is mutter, not this guy. That's all it means. Right? That's all it means. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Speaking, I heard a great travel yesterday about a shul in London had a kid turn the heat on every single Shabbos morning for years. He's a little kid, 9, 10, and then one day he comes up with a suit, and I said, "Why are you wearing a suit today?" "I'm going to have a bar mitzvah today." He was a Reformed Jew. He didn't realize that he thought he could do it. So and the question was, can you benefit from that day when he turned the heat on? Since he found that he's Jewish, can you benefit from the heat that day? Anyway?
Okay. Anyway, yeah. So back to the Gemara. At Omer ze ger toshav. Oh, wait, no, ze ger tzedek. Maybe this means a real ger. Whatever ger toshav is, machlokas Rashi Tosfos, maybe it doesn't mean that at all. No, kishu omer vegercha Hashem b'sharecha. Harei, that's a ger tzedek omer. That's a ger tzedek. Hamani mekayin vager. That's a ger toshav. That means a ger toshav. Omer Rishu ben Levi halokeach even mid over kachavim. V'lo ratz alamul. He doesn't want to get a bishmila. So I don't. What am I nuts? I don't want that. So Megalgel Imo Ayud Beis Chodesh. He stays with you for a year. Lo Mol.
What's her name, Megalgel?
He hangs out with you. He rolls with you. He rolls with the punches with you. That's what it means, to roll. He rolls with you for a year, hangs out with you for a year. Lo Mol. He doesn't want to. As if the year is over, he says, I'm still not interested. Chozer Umarchol Ovi Gechavim. Sell him to a guy. Amru Rabbanan, commander of Papa, Kiman, who's this like? This is the local Rabbi Akiva. This is not like Rabbi Akiva. De'i Rabbi Akiva, ha'amar ein mekayim. Rabbi Akiva said, you don't keep him for 5 minutes.
No, for Shabbos he keeps.
You keep him for Shabbos, right. So the Gemara says, no.
You should buy a man on Shabbos.
Amalu Rav Papa, afilu tem Rabbi Akiva. Hani mili, when did Rabbi Akiva say, you can't keep him? Hecha, delo paska, lemilse. He didn't waver in his statement. I do not want this. I'm never going to want it. Avol hecha de paska lemilse. What if it wasn't so sure? You know what? Then let me think it over. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll become Jewish. Maybe I'll do it. Then paske. Then he could stay. Then he could stay. So then the Gemara says, 1 second. Summer of Kahana. Amisa Shmaita Kameder of Zvid Menarda. I said this over to Zvid. Amali told me 1 second. Ihachi ki Amalei Rabbi Akiva lakech Eved Ben Hashmashos. Right. We said before that we asked Rabbi Akiva. The pasuk says you can keep a ger. You can keep an Eved without a Mila. How come you said you can't? What did Rabbi Akiva answer? No, that's what you got him right before Shabbos. So give this answer. Lishni leha. Give this answer. What's this answer? The Eved said, I'm thinking it over. I'll give that answer. Of course, you're right. You could have given that answer. Chazim mitrei time cover. He gave you one of two answers. How can he stay with you? Either he got you right before Shabbos, or he's thinking it over. Both answers are good answers.
If anything, he can't touch the one
Rosman
that he's not among.
Correct. Shalach Ravin Mishmei de Rebbe Eliyoi V'chal Rabotzei Amruli Mishmo. Okay. Ezu Eved Arul Shemutu Lakaimo. Who's an Eved Arul you're allowed to keep? Zeh Shalacho Rabo Al Manas Shalom Lamolo. He's there on condition you don't bother him about Bismillah. You don't give him Bismillah brochures. And you don't take him to, you don't do any of those things. You leave the guy alone. And that's the condition you make when you acquire him. If that's the case, it's mutter.
So Akiva would agree to that?
Well, so Amru Ravon, commander of Papa, came out. Who said that? That's the local Rabbi Akiva. The Iker Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar Ein Mekayimin. Rabbi Akiva said you can't keep him. So Amar Lahu Rav Papa, no. Afilu Tam Rabbi Akiva. It can't even be Rabbi Akiva. Hani Mili, when did Rabbi Akiva say he can't stay? Hecha Delo Asne Bade. That's where you didn't make up with him anything. If you didn't make up with him anything, I guess the default is he's going to get a bris milah. And the guy says, whoa, I didn't know anything. I don't want that. And you have to let him go. But if you made up an agreement with him beforehand, asne. Then even Rabbi Akiva would agree, you can keep the agreement. That's what Tosfos said. The issue can't be because of the wine. That can't be the issue. Because all these reasons why you can keep the guy there.
Yeah, but you can't make it. I thought Tosfos says that Avram... was commanded to be mala every one of his avodim. How can you make a deal not to?
So that was the default. But I guess he can make a deal. So if you make an agreement with the guy, I'll become an eved, but leave me alone. I'm not getting a bris milah. Like what kind of eved has choices? What kind of eved is this? He's got choices, right? Amr of Kahana. So 1 second. Amrisa Kameitas Kameder of Zvid Ben Arda. I told this over to Zvid. Vamalini told me 1 second. Iachi. Rabbi Akiva said, well, how could it be? The Torah says you can have an Eved without a Bismillah. Rabbi Akiva, how could that be? The answer was, I got him right before Shabbos. So, Lishni Leha, give this answer. What answer? That you made an agreement with him.
Right.
And according to you, Lishni Leha, you have the other reason also, by the way. That what? That, what was the other reason? That, oh, he's thinking it over. So, Gemara says, you're right. Ella, chad mi treyot las, time may come. He gave one of three reasons. One of two, one of three reasons. These are all good reasons. Okay. Yosef of Chanina, Bar Papi, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Ikle, the Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, they went to visit him. For Yosef of Kamar, they were sitting there, they were saying like this. Irachas Harisib Eretz Yisrael, there was a city in Israel, Velo Ratzu Avadeh Lamul. The Avadeh did not want to get Prismilas. Vilaglu imahem ad shnei masar chodesh. They hung around for 12 months. V'chazru umachrom l'ovik l'chavim. And then they told him to go in. You interested? Still not interested. All right, we can't keep you. Kiman, who's that like? See, hi Tana, it's like the following. The Tanya, halokeach eved min ha'ovikachavim. If you buy an eved from a guy, v'lo ratzel lamul, and he doesn't want to get a bris mila, megalgal an imo ad shnei masachodesh. You keep him for 12 months. Lo mul, chozu umachrol ha'ovikachavim. He doesn't want to get a bris mila, he sent him back. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ein mashin oso be'eretz Yisrael. You don't keep him in Eretz Yisrael, mipnei hefsid tyrus. Because they're going to cause a lot of loss to Tyrus. Why? Because the metame things they touch. Not just hekdesh, trumas, all these things. Right?
That makes sense.
Right? Ubi'ir hasmucha l'svar, ein mashin oso kol ikar. And if they're next to the border, you can't keep them at all. The Aruch Haner says, this statement doesn't make any sense, because we're talking about Israel. So if you can't keep them in Israel because of Hefsid Tyrus, what's the border make a difference?
The statement doesn't make...
We'll go tell the enemy. But one second, we just said that you can't keep a guy, you can't keep such a person anywhere in Israel. Right. Why? Because of Hefsid Tyrus. Right. So what does it mean to be, you can't keep them by the border city? What is that adding? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it is.
He says, Sarachian.
One second, let's say it's not the border city in Eretz Yisrael, it's outside Eretz
Yisrael. No, but we're talking about in Israel. That's what exactly we just said. You can't keep a Eved anywhere in Israel. Why? Hefsid Tyrus. And you can't keep a guy anywhere in the border.
Or maybe he's saying on the other side of the border.
I'm saying not in Israel, he's saying. It's not in Israel.
Let's say they were in Syria.
The other side of the border.
On the Syrian border.
Right.
It's not
Eretz Yisrael. So it's not much like that. It's not mashma. That's the Aruch Haner entertained it. It's not mashma like that.
Otherwise it doesn't make sense.
What? Otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Okay. What?
It's contagious. The whole town doesn't want to support group for a weapon that don't want to.
It's very difficult to go tell an adult, go get a bris mila.
Yes.
That's very difficult.
They had a choice.
So who?
They call him bris avram, and he does it.
He branded them as property, but he can't do a bris in them.
Yeah.
The question is, these sort of things lots of them.
Tanya, okay, we gotta finish this page. Tanya, Rabbi Chanina ben Osho, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ibn Ma Ger Bizman Azeh. How come Ger Bizman Azeh are Mu'unin? They're downtrodden, the Yisurin, and they have a lot of Ba'an, and they have a lot of pain. How come they guarantee they don't have a good? So, this Gemara is extremely difficult. Because they didn't keep the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. Says Rashi, Shalokimu seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, Ba'ovdan ovde kochav. While they were still goyim, they didn't keep the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. Va'ad hashta, but until now, lo ifru'u meinayhu, Hashem didn't punish them. De peronios genuza lahem la'asid lavo, because the punishment was being saved for the future, so Hashem left them alone. But aval kishem is gairin, now that they become Jewish, nifron mehen, Hashem's paying them back now, kidei lamare kova, to wipe clean their slate. You hear this? He asks everybody. So one second. You're punishing a ger, he's Jewish now, and he's being punished for the sins he did when he was a goy?
Yeah.
What? Don't we say that it, what?
Gershon is Geyer.
Kikot and Shinola dummy.
Right.
Fresh slate.
That's a regular gear. It's a pure, this nice stuff. But Evan, this is...
No! He's asking Kasha. How come Gerim don't have it so good? You think they have it so good? How come Gerim don't have it so good? I'll tell you why. Because they're getting paid back for all the sins they did before they became Jewish. What? I'm reading what Rashi says.
I don't think we understand it.
So the Aruch Haner says, it doesn't mean that you're caught in Shinola dummy. What it means is you died and got resurrected. So you still have a past life. I don't know what that means. It's very difficult. Very difficult, Kamara.
They're technically allowed to marry their relatives but this they can't.
Right, no. Right. Rabbi Yossi Omar, the Gemara says it. Gershon is caught in Shinola dummy. What are you talking about? That's not why they're punished. Ella, Mipnei, Mama Unin, why are they punished? Lefisha ain't Bekin. They don't do all the mitzvahs right because they don't really know much, so they don't. They try, they get an A for effort, but they don't get an A for execution, and therefore they're punished.
They're punished. They don't know.
Abba Chanan Omar, Mishor Rebbe Lazar, okay, They delayed coming under the Kanfei Shechina. That's the Yavetz. They don't have a chiyuv to become Geirah. So he says, it means like this. Once they make up in their mind, I have discovered the true religion, now they can't schlep. Once they come to that in their mind, they can't schlep. If they do schlep, they punish for that.
Right, we should tell all potential converts not to learn this Gemara.
Amar Rabbi Avo, Vitam Rabbi Chanina, Mikra. What's the pasuk for that? So there's a pasuk by Yerush. By Ruth. It says, Yishalem Hashem, Palecha, Hashem will pay you back, Utihi, Maskurtech, Shlema, Miyim Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Asher Baso, Lachasos. What does it mean, Lachasos? Right? Meaning, what does it mean, Lachasos?
Refuge.
Meaning, what does it say over here? It says, Asher Ba, they translated it to mean that they shouldn't delay. Come right away.
A better answer.
The bottom Tosfos says that there's a Gemara that says that Rus was the daughter of Eglon, the son of Balak. And Tosfos says it's impossible. The years don't make any sense. So he says it doesn't mean the daughter, it means a descendant. A descendant. Okay.
I have a better answer.
Okay. Let's say one thing. Before we say it, tomorrow's daf is very deceptively easy, but I must say that Sunday's daf is one of the hardest ones. It's so hard, Sunday's daf. It's like really, really challenging. Tomorrow's daf is not bad. It's very short. A lot of long tosos, which I read through them and there's not really much to say over, but we'll do our best. We're going to finish the parak tomorrow because it's a very short, and then we'll take over, and then we'll everyone have a very good day. One second.
The answer for what?
That last Gemara.
Yeah?
They get punished because they don't want to become Jews. They're forced into it.
How? What do you mean? How are they forced into it?
I'm not talking about the slaves.
Yeah, not a
yes, it's a regular gear.
He's talking about a regular gear.
So a regular gear.
Why are they forced into it? He's talking about a regular gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's a regular gear.
Why?
Why? Because he is doing the right thing. That's our question. What is this?
Tomorrow's not bad. Sunday's impossible.
Guess what? We're going to do it anyway. Somehow we're going to get that. Yes, you need any Gemara?
Sunday, start
a half an hour. You're afraid. No, I'm not. I
why does this work?
I have an offer. Because I wanted that this is stuff. Yeah, I don't want
to. I can't do
that. Always your offer.
The NFL pushed off the game.
Detroit. Monday in Detroit.
That's when they're playing?
Yeah. Yes. Monday night in Detroit. They've done that before.
What do they do with the tickets? People have tickets.
Yeah. No. They have a better question. Who's going to go to the game?
People will go.
Who in Detroit?
I don't know people.
Jets,
I don't know.
Bills in Detroit?
People in Detroit.
I know. Why? So they can't find somewhere else?
Possible.
Somewhere else in New York State to play? You have to go to Detroit?
If you're a Jet fan, you're
it's impossible for why you want to go to
the snow? How'd that happen?
220,000
snow.
No, they
don't
sell them.
Got stuck
they don't sell them.
I know, but how can there be so much snow? Isn't there such a thing as global warming?
That's 5 feet already. Global warming. You keep making that mistake.
It's because of global warming.
It's exactly.
They'd rather do a neutral play than make it an road game.
I will tell you one thing. While I don't mind the global warming, there is some problem that's been going on the last many years.
It doesn't matter because they both
swings.
No,
because they both stink. So it doesn't matter.
There has never been stuff like that. We're breaking records on everything.
You ever remember this? That they cancel a game because of snow?
Yeah, they have to cancel a game because of snow
in New York.
No.
That's never happened.
One second. Buffalo has gotten 10 feet of snow before. It's happened.
5 feet.
In November. First of all, not in November.
They got their entire average year in one day.
One second. You have to understand.
You hear Yoni? You hear what's going on?
Right. Family up there. This is not.
The Jets are playing the Buffalo Bills on Sunday.
They
canceled the game.
Monday.
It's supposed to be Monday?
You're alone.
They canceled the game. There's so much snow in Buffalo. They can't.
They got their entire season.
He told me.
Average.
It's only in one place. He said, out of my house, it's 97 inches.
That's normal.
10 minutes down the road, there's 7 feet.
And that's
very isolated.
Very isolated.
You have to understand.
That's the whole Buffalo.
I understand the effects. Sunday, they can't clear anything out.
He said it's
managed
to one place only.
I've
heard of it.
They won't play the
final. Says 10.
Top of the lake.
No, he says by him, there's 7 inches outside. This is Buffalo.
Was it supposed to be a Monday night game?
No.
It wasn't supposed to be.
We're pushing it back a day.
Never, like in one city, but the next one is done.
It's like there's 6 feet. I
hope it happens in Utah. It's right on top of the mountain for another couple of days.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Hashem zon latzik vivin alof kim yom uvein loyla Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Shalo asani goy Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Shalo asani yaved Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Shalo asani isha Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Bakei achifrim Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Abisharum Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Matir asurim Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Zokif kifufim Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Rekahara tal
I was once in Cleveland also gets.
Why would you do that?
Take a guess.
Why would you voluntarily go to Cleveland?
On the other side, no, it's on the other side of the lake.
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
So saying,
nothing.
They had a problem with Cleveland because in the airport also. The airport built on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay, my grandparents got married in Rochester in March. March. They were supposed to go to Cleveland for the honeymoon. Don't ask me why. That goes to make no sense.
Cleveland?
Well, wait. It snowed so bad, they couldn't leave the city. Again, you're talking 1939. Like, this is not...
I couldn't understand where
they're
from.
Bad sign as is when you start that way.
Yeah, I would have given up right there.
I wish you were alive, man. Okay.
I'm going to have to come up and load up. I'm going to have to load up.
I'm not sure what I'm doing. 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 I Yam so bokat, ob es ey dim tibat, ob
Elena had loads of voice in the notes.
I'm going to go to the hospital.